The fit here is perfect. He fits alongside Tyrese Maxey beautifully. And congratulations to Tyrese. Woj tells us he's got a $204 million deal this morning. He has absolutely earned that. He fits next to Joel Embiid as the wing in between the point guard and the big man. And you have got a bona fide contender here. Now, they've got to build out this roster. And they've obviously, as Shannon said, got to be healthy. But you look at this team. You look at Philly, New York, Boston. The Northeast is now a power center in the NBA.
A power center, says Wendy. Northeast basketball. It's going to be fun next season. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. As we discuss the Paul George signing, what it means for the Sixers, does it automatically put them in title contention, like it's legitimate title contention? I'm not there yet. Hugh is. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And, of course, we'll keep the conversation going. Sixers-Eagles closer to a championship. It is overwhelming on the Twitter poll that people are voting Eagles. Kyle making the case it is the Sixers. We'll keep discussing that. All right, one thing we all agree, we had our last caller, Joe, who broke it down in... I mean, he broke it down. That the Sixers need more, right? That they have about
$9 million
in cap space. Yeah. You can make a case they still need a starter, and it'd be better if Eric Gordon came off the bench and they kind of move pieces around to make the starting group work. So we have a list here in front of us of potential free agents, right? The guys that I think would fit in the salary range the Sixers have left to offer. And we're not talking about Klay Thompson, who, by the way, yesterday, he signed with the Mavericks after our show. So, like, no one of that high profile, like more of lower-level players, but guys that could still help. So here's some of the names that are available right now that make some sense. Any interest in a Buddy Hield return? I'm out.
I mean, you know, Buddy had a moment, but I'll say this. It was a moment that was unexpected because we didn't expect a lot from him. So to not long talk, no, I'm good. I'm cool.
You don't want to long talk yourself.
No, I'm long talking.
All right, here's a name I like. How about Gary Trent Jr.? Gary Trent has a history with Nick Nurse, I believe, and he's the kind of guy that I just think is probably a better fit to play more than a guy like Eric Gordon's fine. I'm fine with the Eric Gordon signing. I keep seeing him in the starting lineup, I have some pause. Eric Gordon is old.
He's 35.
That's
old. And you're talking about, I think that's what I'm saying. You got two guys on the court that are injury prone, for lack of a better way of saying it. And you got a 35-year-old guy, a guard. So you want to try to get a little bit younger. And you talk about Gary Trent Jr., 25 years old. See, so he kind of fits that young Thundercat role. Mm-hmm. That we like to go, because you're gonna have to compensate for potentially Joel Embiid being hobbled, if you will.
Yep.
And take a little bit of pressure off him. So I wouldn't mind having him, Oubre, and Tyrese Maxey out there on the court at the same time.
I think he played for Nurse for 1.5 years. I know he was there with him his last year because he came over from Portland where he was originally drafted. So that's a name I'd keep an eye on. Joe had mentioned Caleb Martin. All right, what do we think about this name? An oldie, but an interesting one. Would you take a flyer on a very small deal for Gordon Hayward, who at one point was a good player, got a lot of money back in the day. Now he's, I believe Hayward was drafted the same year as Paul George, so he's probably in his
You want to trade one old guy for another old guy?
Well, this is more of off-the-bench kind of player, Gordon Hayward.
Okay.
I always liked him. He's a guy that could shoot. He could also handle the basketball. I would take him off the bench. What's Gordon Hayward now, 36?
34.
He's actually younger than Paul George. Oh, same age.
34.
Yeah, I think
34.
They were drafted the same year in 2010. Yeah, so 34. He's out there still. That's a name that caught my attention. Excuse me. Another one that's out there, Joe Ingles, who's a shooter that can maybe play some minutes at shooting guard. Jay Crowder. I mean, these are the names we're talking about at this point. There's not many that blow you away. Kyle, Gary Trent Jr., of all the names that we've thrown out so far, you know, Hield, Trent Jr., Caleb Martin. That's the one that sticks out to me. Gary Trent feels like a nice fit.
So you're really out on bringing Buddy Hield back?
Yes.
I just feel like in the small sampling size of what we've seen from Buddy, I mean, it's not enough to warrant bringing it back. Is he going to take the nine?
I'd be willing to take another flyer on Buddy.
But what happened? So he was Mr. Volume 3-point shooter his whole life.
No, what were they? What
we
did
got
they tell
to the big games,
him?
And he stopped shooting.
Wait a minute. It was something that was said when he said, he's going
to. Fear of God.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you, Kyle. Oh, he gonna make some things happen. Mm-hmm. Now, he did. Now, give him credit. He had one good game.
One.
Yeah, we need more. We need a little bit more.
To the point where didn't Nurse stop playing him because when he played him, he didn't shoot?
Yeah, he didn't do it.
What happened when he put him back out there, Joe?
It's one thing to miss.
He came up big.
But you got to at least take the shot. I mean, you got to shoot your shot.
Yeah. Like, look, maybe he just, like, maybe needs a little more time with the team. We talked about continuity, chemistry.
You say he needs a little bit more time.
He does. Yeah, we got him in the middle of the season. Bring him back.
Okay, I get you that.
Am I right on this? Does my memory serve me right that these were his first playoff games? I think they were in his career. My question is Buddy a bright lights guy?
Well, like,
the lights were too bright. He got blinded a little bit.
Sometimes you need to get the experience first.
He was squinting. Wait a minute. What are they asking me to do now?
There's a possibility that he got his experience last year and now will be more ready for the moment.
Hey, man, listen.
Kyle Quinn,
hashtag bring back Buddy.
Officially a Buddy healed guy.
No, let me just say this, man. We've already got guys that we're being very, very optimistic about their health. We don't need to be optimistic about the shooter too. We need some somewhat guaranteed guys in this sense. So I don't feel I only got so much optimism to go around, Joe. Like, seriously.
You need more sure things.
Well, yeah. Like, I need a few sure things when we talk about or potential sure things. I like young cats. That sounded weird. But it sounded weird. But when you talk about But it's one of those things where you got to try to compensate as much you possibly can for Joel Embiid's knees and Paul George being a little bit older, in my opinion.
Can I give you one more old cat?
What you got?
What about bringing Kyle Lowry back? One more run.
Oh, that seems like the most likely.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't mind that.
You said the most likely.
Yeah, because he's cheap and he's from here and he was just here.
Yeah, I got you. I got
Nick Nurse guy.
Yeah. That might happen.
You sound very enthusiastic, Hugh.
Not really. But I understand, like, here's the thing. I understand the situation we're in.
Well, and the money's drying up.
Yeah, the money situation. And I don't think there's a move to be made unless it's a move to trade for somebody.
Which still could happen, right? I mean, they have Paul Reed to try to move along with draft picks. So we'll keep an eye on it. The Sixers obviously need to fill out this roster. Where they go next? All right, 215-592-9494. For a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up this morning here as we move into the 12 o'clock hour. Which team do you believe is closer to winning a championship, Eagles or Sixers? Overwhelming. 89% on the Eagles here.
It's almost football season, Joe. What are you talking about?
Well, it is. We're about 3 weeks away. And does the signing of Paul George make the Sixers an automatic title contender? This is interesting. This is basically split 50-50. Yes at 52%. No at 48%. Let's go to Darren in South Philly. Hey, Darren.
Did you just try and sit there and make Paul Reed or whatever a tradable asset?
Like, well, I'm trying here, Darren. I'm trying.
Door for me, like, come on, like,
no, nobody.
I'm ready to rip you for like the takes on everything else, but that might be your worst take ever.
Well, Joe. They have him to trade. I didn't say teams want him. I'm just saying he's tradable.
He's a hot commodity.
No, he's not hot. He's not hot.
Basketball.
I'll take whatever I can, Darren. I'm trying to fill the roster out.
You can't fill it with a half a basketball. I'm sorry. I don't know how you fix it. I mean. I'm with this whole scenario just because 35, I understand there's nothing you really, he was the best option out there, but I don't like Paul George like four or five years ago maybe. But, and I don't think there's this big gap between the Knicks, me and Kyle arguing about this. I just think they're the third best team in the East, you know, and that's just that. But I do have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You cost me some money, Hugh, with your strike. You know that? You fumble.
What did I do?
You cost him money.
You bounced it from everyone else. You bounced it. It was a ball.
But it got there. It got there, though. I'm not a pitcher.
What are you guys doing tomorrow night?
What are we doing tomorrow night?
Are you going to the High Hopes game, Darren?
Yes, you actually be there, so that way you can buy me a beer and we'll call it even. Because you can't be Mr. Baseball Joe and not be there.
So this is pretty cool. Have you seen this? So the High Hopes guys, Jack and James Seltzer, they're doing a game with their listeners down at the Wilmington Blue Rocks game. And I think they already sold out one section. Oh, they got some more tickets.
You want me to ride to Wilmington? On a
Wednesday.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah, thing? Go hang out and watch the Blue Rocks with Darren and Jack and Seltzer.
It'd be different if I actually lived there. Then it would not be that
bad.
Well,
go get a place, man. While you're there, grab a place.
You know what? I could make a day of it.
Yeah, go look for places, see the Blue Rock. It's a great event, Aaron. All right, so what do you think here? Are you think the Eagles or Sixers? Who's closer?
Man, look, the Eagles only because what have the Sixers done? Whoever, somebody said that the Sixers made a deep playoff run. Making it to the second round is not deep. I'm sorry.
It's not. I agree with that. It's not. Now, it's hard to trust it. And again, and Darren, man, good phone call, and enjoy tomorrow night. And everyone out there who still wants to go, I saw Jack this morning put up the link that they're still selling tickets to the Blue Rocks game tomorrow night. So you can go with the High Hopes
crew. That should be pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a great event to go watch the Blue Rocks and watch the with the whole High Hopes crew and all their listeners. But, yeah, like the Sixers land Paul George. They get better. That clearly. I take, you know, Howard an hour ago or whenever it was what I said, they went from a 0 to a 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paul George is better than a 2. But is it enough? Is he enough? I have to see it to believe it. And I know earlier we were kind of going back through the other machinations of the Sixers and like which one was the most, the one we were fooled the most. We've done this. We've gotten excited for an acquisition and then it's just gone nowhere. They need to show me that this one's going to work. Hopefully, Hugh, the fit is what's going to carry this one, because it does seem like the fit is right.
Yeah, and I think with the fit with Paul George's demeanor, I think that's where we're going to win it with this one. Because I think with James Harden here, it just was one of those things where it was a little bit more passive aggressive, and he wanted to be the man, and he didn't know how to go about saying that, or it wasn't just going to happen. I think he's going to defer. Paul George is going to be the guy you need him to be on any given night. That is whatever's needed.
So we paid $50 million for a third option.
Third option. I mean, technically, that's what we did.
What's the going rate for Paul George?
Yeah, and everybody got excited about it.
I know, but it's still weird to pay $50 million for who's third player makes $50
million? I guess the way you're looking at it.
I'm skeptical he thinks he's the third option here. Does Paul George know what he is?
I think he does.
Okay. Well, that makes you feel
good. I mean, he's laid back. Like,
his
laid back demeanor.
I want him to be a killer.
I don't think you're going.
I just need him to knock down a three in the playoffs.
That's it. All
man.
I need him to do is give me the 22 points a game, like he did when he was with the Clip Show. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. You want somebody that's going to be out there snarling, biting people and stuff
yes.
like that? No, we ain't got that guy.
I want snarling and I want biting.
I need points.
Did the Knicks snarl and bite their way past the Sixers? They did.
They did.
I want,
but I need points.
I need points,
if we
too,
had,
but I need some snarling.
Again, I asked you this yesterday. If we'd have had those 22 points, we'd have been in a lot better situation.
I agree, but they added Bridges. So, like, have we really surpassed them? I don't know.
I think so. I think we're in a good spot.
Well, they're in a better spot than they were a year ago.
Definitely a better spot.
The question is, are they in a great spot?
And we got a rising star in Tyrese Maxey.
Well, they do. I mean, they do, and I think he should have the ball in his hands the majority of the time. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Good, what's up, Will. What's up?
All right, man. I'm a little tired. This is what I'm tired of. You know, now, all like I said earlier, these owners and these GMs gave us almost what we wanted as a fan base, right? And like I told the guys earlier, I thank you guys because the whole Dup 94.1, everybody, like, listen to y'all, man. And I'm trying to tell you, is the reason why some of these coaches and everything is making these decisions, and owners also. But this is what I want to say, man. I think that we have a nice chance and we could give a nice run. If you're going to bring anybody back, bring another shooter, which was Seth Curry. He already know the system. He already played with Drummond and B, all them guys. He's already dug in. That's a third shooter. So you got Embiid, Paul, and Maxey. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, Maxey. So you got a third shooter. And Oubre, he's going to be a good, you know, he's a good go-to-the-hole dude. Don't get the and-ones. He's a shooter also. But what I'm worried about, and everybody keeps, you know, jumping around about being healthy, and B, it's not about the health, man. It's about having the instinct to finish. That's what Embiid, Paul, and a couple of other players lack of. The will to finish, man. The will to fight to the end. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, even with the Phillies, man, you see these guys that went out. We got our top players out. And the other guys on the bench and everything, they stepped up. They're stepping up, man, and that's what type of team we need. We need a fighting team. Everybody to play, everybody to go hard. Ain't nobody giving up on none of these teams this season, man. If we lose it, we're going to fight back in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. I gotta take my hats off to them guys, because we quit to, you know, downgrade people when they make mistakes and picking and choosing and trying to build a team. But we don't give them their props when they do make some pretty good decisions. So I want to give these guys the props, and I want to also give you guys the props, because 94.1, man, y'all the best, man. Y'all are the fans' voice. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to give everybody a props, man, and big up to everybody.
Well, we appreciate that. Will, you're the voice. Yeah, that's why we let you on the air, and you're a part of the show. Will, we appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, this WIP is the voice, and that's why we bring all the callers on. So he brought up Seth Curry. And Seth Curry's interesting. He was here before. He does have a history with all these guys.
What is he doing now? Where is he at now?
I just looked. I was trying to find him. So he was waived by the Hornets 4 days ago. So he's a free agent. Now, the article I pulled up said they could be discussing a return on a different contract. So maybe he's going to stay in Charlotte, or he could come here. I mean, that one's not a bad idea. I would take Seth Curry. Now, he's not young. He's 33 now. But
he's still in that kind of young man.
Well, he could shoot.
Yeah, he's a hell of a shooter, yeah.
I'll take him.
Everything fell apart when we traded him and Drummond. I mean, we can right the wrong.
I was told that yesterday. I remember that. So when I searched Seth Curry to find his contract status, I thought I was on the Seth Curry page. I was on the Steph Curry page, and then it says salary for this year was like $56 million. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
That dog ain't going to hunt.
Can't be. that has to be a lie. All right, Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great job. You didn't expect anything but negativity-esque, did you? I mean, that's just the way it's always going
to
go.
If I had to guess, I would have guessed exactly what he said about Daryl.
Yeah. And you always have to have your challenge flag ready on baseball, because he gets everything wrong on baseball. I'll give you the example. But anyway, on the NBA, and I'm not an NBA, far from an expert, but what I observed the last few years, looking at the stats, is what I do, you got to have balance. If you look at Boston and that roster, it's not like they got three guys, you know, averaging 28 points. They don't. But they have great team balance. You know, Tatum, their star, shot 28% from three, but other guys picked them up. Yeah, and they play defense. So if you get to the playoffs, if Embiid's on the court and Paul's on the court, then you have a shot. But the question everybody has is, are they sustainable players? Will they be on the court in postseason when you look at their history?
Well, their track record says they won't. Here's what's going to be interesting for me is, are they going to try to have a plan, like a load management plan, like to make sure that if they do that, that could keep them healthier, but that also probably would mean they're playing less, they're winning less, they have a lesser seed, so it's like a trade-off.
Yep, good point. Last baseball point, I get off here. Here's my concern. If we don't do something for an outfielder, and I think we have to and we will, here's the problem. Right now, when you look at Marsh against lefties, sub-200, I think it's 175. It's dreadful. What's your outfield when Atlanta throws Sale and Freed? Yeah, they're both lefties. Mm-hmm. They're both very effective against lefties. What would your outfield be against Atlanta's two high-performing lefties if you don't make a move?
Yeah, you'd be forced to play Rojas and Merrifield. I mean, you'd be – it's bad. Chuck, I agree. And on top of that, Chuck, great phone call as always. You know, you look at the National League, they're going to have to see some lefties to get to the World Series, right? The Braves are certainly a big one with Sale and Freed.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dodgers, you know, Kershaw's coming back from injury. They'll throw lefties at the Phillies. You know, you go to some of these teams, and then you go to a potential World Series. They'll see left-handed pitchers. So – they're going to need to be better there. And he made the point on Brandon Marsh. You know, people have wanted Brandon Marsh to play every day since he got here, right? He's not a platoon guy. Play him every day. He's a platoon guy. He can't hit lefties. This season, he is hitting 152 against lefties.
Isn't that more so because they don't allow him to try to hit against lefties?
But when they do, he doesn't do it. Like, it's a fair point. People have said this, but like, how long is the rope? So they've given him this year 53 plate appearances against lefties. He's hitting 152. Like, how long is the rope before you say he can't do it?
About as long as the rope is as it was for Johan Rojas not to bunt, I would say. I would say, like, I think that for when it comes to Marsh, too small of a sample size to kind of check out on him just yet.
So, let me point out. So it's 53 plate appearances this year, but for his career, he's hit 213 against lefties, 277 against righties. That's 349 plate appearances in his career. I'm at the point, I don't think he hit lefties.
You think so?
I mean, it's been 3 years of this where he just doesn't hit them. That everyone says just let him do it, but the other day they brought in A.J. Puck, the Marlins, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Struck out right away. It's like it doesn't work.
I feel like most of that is also kind of psychological too, because if you know you're not able to do something and they've kind of set you up to make you think you can't do it,
mm-hmm.
then you can't do it. I think that, like, as we progress through this season, Joe, you're gonna have to do something, because, like you said, I feel like we need to ride the hot hand right now, and for me, that's getting more pitching. And I know you've been on that outfield thing and getting another bat and stuff like that, but there are going to be opportunities where you said it best. The game's going to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be times, even though you're trying to protect him as much as you can, that the game is going to find him, and it's going to be an at-bat that he has to have that he's probably going to have to hit against a lefty. So, yeah, I think you should just throw him out there and let him you know, work on getting better at hitting lefties.
So, and it behooves the Phillies that he is an everyday player. When they traded for him and they give up Logan Ohapu, who's a good young cat, I think Ohapu has like 12 or 13 home runs. Like, he's an everyday starting catcher in the big leagues. I remember when they traded for him, they said they didn't think he was a platoon guy. And we are now, it's basically, what, 2 years? It's about to be 2 full years later. We're still having the same conversation. I've reached the conclusion they just don't think he can do it.
Don't trust him.
Because otherwise, like, it's been 2 years. Wouldn't they have just let him do it? Like, every time they do it for like a week, right? Or they do him like 3 or 4 starts against a lefty, he stinks, and they're like, nah, we can't do it anymore. And then they get someone else in there. So I think Chuck brings up a good point. When they make a trade for an outfielder, and I do think they're going to, you know, between now and 4 weeks from today,
mm-hmm.
I bet that guy's good at hitting lefties, because it does feel like that's
something
a concern.
That they're trying to head off at the pass, if you will.
Yeah, because teams are going to throw lefties at them. I mean, teams are going to use their lefties because there's Bryce and Schwarber, which those guys are certainly okay against lefties, but it kind of neutralizes them a little bit. And they're going to throw them against Marsh, too.
There was a critical moment in that Marlins game.
AJ Puck.
Yeah, Puck. They put Puck in, and I was like, oh, they're like, and with the Phillies being as depleted as they are, you almost can't pinch hit
right
for Brandon Marsh there. So, and like, it's a fight that I've been trying not to give up on. Like, no, like, I want to see Brandon Marsh get an opportunity to be an everyday starter. But like, I realized I had that sinking feeling come over me when Puck came out. I was like, this is not going to end well for Brandon Marsh.
And yeah, but that, like I said, that's, to me, that's more so psychological, because you've never been in a position like that, and you've been kind of groomed to not feel like, you know, that you can do it. So it's easy to get up there and say, okay, I'm going to fail. You got to work through that,
well,
in my opinion.
So the question, I think the real thing for the Phillies is, are they in a position where they can afford to let him learn? Or, if, you know, like, it's easier on a bad team, right? Like, just, you play every day for a whole year and see what happens. It's different here because they're trying to win. 215-592-9494. Sixers-Eagles, better chance to win next year a championship. Where do you come down? I'm on the Eagles. And, of course, the Paul George situation. As he signs, does it automatically make the Sixers a true NBA title contender? Speaking of the Eagles, we do have to play and react to some audio from the Devontae Smith celebrity softball game. His chance. He had his chance. You know, we've kind of, this has gone dormant for a few days. But his chance to answer the question about Sirianni. What is he doing different? What is it like that Sirianni has different responsibilities? And what he said about Jalen Hurts' leadership. That's next for your phone calls right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle the next day. Yes, at bars all over the Philly area. Get a free Philly standard, the tailgate beer, from Yards Brewing Company. Go to yardsbrewing.com to find participating bars, including Barnaby's and Havertown, with $5 Philly Standard cans and $4 Yards Philly Pale Ales for happy hour, or Sunset Social in Center City, also with $5 Philly Standard cans and move.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.